Hallelujah, and we will worship you, Lord our God. We will worship you all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
lift up your hands. The King is coming, cry Hosanna. The King is coming, lift up your voice and rejoice. He has taken the enemy's breath. He has the keys of hell and of death. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, enter the King. Who is this King that we should lift our hands or use our voice to shout His glory? He is the mighty One who gives us victory. He is the eternal King of glory. Yeshua, You are our victory.
We proclaim Him before Yeshua, all the powers and principalities.
This is from John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life.
Truth, Lord. Thank you for reminding us of that truth, O Lord.
As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here as we call on your name? Will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace.
Hallelujah. We lift up our hands as an act of faith and declaration that we want to meet you. And your word says if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us.
As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here as we call on your name? Will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy. Our praises are for, oh,
Dean, are you ready to share that?
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou dost know when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou dost understand my thought from afar. Thou dost scrutinize my path and my lying down, and art intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, thou dost know it all. Thou hast enclosed me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from thy spirit? Or where can I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there thy hand will lead me, and thy right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to thee, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to thee, for thou didst form me in my inward parts. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee.
Hallelujah.
For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them.
Hallelujah.
How precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
Hallelujah. And unlike all of the other religions and philosophies and promises and discouragements in the world, our God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, who knit us together in our mother's womb, knows exactly what it's like to walk in human frailty and to be tempted, and he is not unsympathetic with us. And he has made a way by choosing to come and experience and learn obedience through suffering.
Thank you.
those today to see the truth of you or to see the beauty and power in you. Light of the world.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish, he will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to those who ask him?
Beauty that made this heart adore.